Army Sergeant Justin Garvey of the 101st Airborne Division was buried in Fairhaven, Vermont this week. He was killed in Iraq on July 20th at the age of 23. Garvey was based at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, and lived nearby with his wife, Kate. He grew up in Proctor, Vermont, where reporter Fred Tice of member station WBUR says Garvey made a lasting impression.
Robert Bliss is an elementary school principal in Rutland, Vermont now. On the wall of his office is a picture of the team from the small town up the road that 7 years ago he coached to a state soccer championship. Coach Bliss recalls the moment when he decided that Justin Garvey's presence on the team would make them the champions. It was the day of the finals.
And as Justin was getting on the bus, he shook my hand and he said, "Coach, we're going to win today." And, you know, I knew there was still a lot of soccer to be played, and I didn't want anybody to be overconfident, so I said, you know, let's just play the game. And he wouldn't release my hand. He pulled me in closely and took a tight grip on my hand and said, "I said, we're going to win today."
Bliss says Garvey was always looking out for something greater than himself.
I knew with Justin in the middle, in the back, he would give everything and would not allow anything else to happen.
In Garvey's high school yearbook, beneath a picture of him in a flannel shirt and canvas jacket, is a quote, "Respect is not just given, it needs to be earned." Garvey enrolled in the Vermont National Guard in his junior year of high school. His death has hit his hometown hard. At the high school, the flag hangs at half-mast. In high school, Garvey liked to hunt and fish and ride in a four-wheeler with Kate, the girl two houses down who became his wife. It's raining. Garvey's former teammate, Ray Hickey, takes shelter in the new gazebo in the park along the banks of Otter Creek. He has lived here most of his life.
It's a small town. There's not a lot of people here. Graduating classes usually fluctuate somewhere between 30 and 40 kids. There's a couple corner stores. It's kind of a nice little American town. We have the world's largest marble exhibit, and we also have a marble bridge.
And a marble high school. Looking out on the town green, Ray Hickey remembers Garvey as a kind, older teammate.
He was always nice, especially to like the freshmen. He understood that, you know, even though we had to carry the bags and everything, that sometimes we just couldn't carry everything, and he'd help out with that. He was always willing to offer a seat on the bus to anybody on the team who needed it.
In his high school yearbook, Garvey wrote that he liked laying out under the stars, relaxing, and thinking about the future. In the yearbook, his classmates predicted Justin Garvey becomes a general in the U.S. Army. On the phone from Florida, Garvey's father said Justin wrote to him from Iraq.
In the beginning, he told me that he was glad he was there. People were happy to have Americans there.
Later, Garvey said, his son became disappointed with the Iraqis he met, saying they no longer wanted to cooperate with Americans. Justin Garvey was on patrol in Tel Afar in northern Iraq when his vehicle was ambushed and hit by rocket-propelled grenades.
I'm devastated, totally devastated, but I know that my son was doing what he wanted to do and what he believed in.
Justin Garvey leaves behind him his father and mother, a brother and sister, and his wife. For NPR News, I'm Fred Tice.